Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 29, and this is entitled, I Will Not Be Conflicted. While on vacation with my family, I had certain experiences that just really seemed to shine a light on the evilness that dwells on this earth. Writing my thoughts out here is helpful when I am accused of being somewhat disrespectful for telling the truth. Therefore, I am praying and seeking the Holy Spirit that no matter what I have to say, I am always coming from a place of love. This led me to realize that carnal people do not understand the spiritual warfare that is vying for our souls. Everyone is not going to appreciate authenticity. People can become so easily offended. Furthermore, if I am not careful, I can easily allow those negative feelings to be transferred to me. Someone's very life can be at stake in certain circumstances. It is also becoming apparent that the devil does not want people to be aware so that maybe even one soul may repent. It is painfully clear that people are refusing to be accountable. The proverb is clear. People will hear what they want to hear and despise those who are sincere. As for me, I now realize, as I have gone back and forth on whether what I said was discourteous, indeed moving forward, I will believe in him that as long as I am coming from a place of love, sincerity, and discretion when necessary, I cannot worry about how it is perceived. Everyone will not accept the relevance of working on their mental health. This next part is an addendum. Earlier, I wrote about how I was conflicted, and I will mention at this time somewhat disappointed with the reaction to my experience, which was a valid concern, and later I decided to make waffles for breakfast, and when I opened the appliance, I noticed that it hadn't been cleaned. I asked my children who used it last and scolded them on the need to be considerate by cleaning it afterwards. My flesh wanted to yell and direct my anger towards them, and I have been guilty of doing this in the past, particularly while enduring a tumultuous marriage. But this time I felt the need to stop and to question the motive and intent. Skeptical of the place that I was coming from, I immediately felt my countenance change, refusing to give in to those negative feelings and emotions that would propel me to aim this hostile behavior towards them. My children had nothing to do with what was really bothering me. This had a twofold effect, because I realized that I should not fret. It is not worth it. I then thanked the Holy Spirit because it may seem insignificant, but I overcame. And if I am diligent in addressing this behavior, I will be able to handle it appropriately in the future. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining us again for this episode. This is a daily affirmation. Take it and be blessed. Enjoy your day. Thanks.